This is Kelly Blewett. We're here with Rita Miles Burns, who is a Christian mother of three and author of the new book, A Ribbon in the Sky. Welcome, Rita.
Thank you, Kelly. I'm so happy to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about this book and how it kind of connects to your previous book, which released in 2011, A Late Summer's Breeze?
Absolutely. My newest novel, coming out this June, is a story about officers' wives. They are going to experience wartime, so they learn in death the true meaning of a deep friendship. The wives have to pull together as their husbands are engaged in a war. They're all young couples. They are going to interconnect. My heroine, Jasmine Adrianyi, is going to find that her chivalric opinion of romantic courtly love, which she entrusts her whole world to her hero, which is Cedric Gavin. He's going to fail her on every end. He is a lieutenant in the military, but he becomes involved with the Yakuza, which is the Japanese mafia. And then she's chasing all over from country to country, following her knight in shining armor, only to discover that he's holding back many secrets. So as the story oscillates, she finds that she has to look first to God and then press forward towards her mark of becoming the young woman that she's destined to be. She's going to be a woman of power and strength. And then she learns so much more about herself, things that she learned early on in her childhood. And she also finds out who her true hero is.
Now, we were talking a little bit before the interview about how your books pursue sort of serious subjects. I mean, the idea of men going off to war, young women at home who are bonding and wondering and worrying. It's a serious topic, but it sounds like it's also an adventure book of her finding, pursuing this knight in shining armor. So I wondered if you could talk a little bit about the tone of your books and the use of humor and lightness.
I think I try to evoke on most of the senses. I try to have some things in the novel that are humorous. I mix the humor with the serious subject matter. And the ladies, as they engage with one another, some of the things that I use as mysteries, that the door that the reader's going to walk through, I believe are unpredictable. There's a scene that I expect my reader will probably just scream and laughter. And then, because as a writer, you want your reader to feel all the emotions, there will be times when they'll be very, very moved. There's never anything humorous or funny about war and the things that the ladies engage in, but many times they're sitting down playing a game of Mahjong, and the one young lady is just totally in denial that there's even a war going on. So they learn to share with one another.
And I love that one of the reactions you're hoping for is a scream of laughter from the readers.
Yes.
That's a wonderful thing. Now, you've always been a reader, but you came to writing a little bit late in life. Can you tell us a little bit about how your journey as a writer began?
Yes, I've always written. I wrote privately, so I would jot things down. And my story, A Ribbon in the Sky, is actually a very, very old manuscript that I had written some 30 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel that my children are my motivation.
Sure.
My younger son, William Franklin, had not always been an A student, but while my daughter, Christina, was an A student, what I did was I shared with him, she doesn't have to be the only one that's an honor student. Well, he was working on a paper and he had actually opened the refrigerator. I saw his eyes connect with mine. And then I said, William, yes, you can be an honor student as well. He listened to me. He began to apply himself and he graduated an honor student along with his younger sister. But in that process, because he was writing, mm-hmm. I screamed out, "Where's my book? I wrote a book." And William looked at me like, "Mom's having a moment." Well, I had to laugh. The manuscript had been actually typed on an old Selectric typewriter.
Oh my goodness.
With the ribbon. I had no clue where the manuscript was, but I did pull it out. I did begin to work on it as he worked on his paper. His paper apparently was very impressive to his teachers and his poetry. They began to have him to read all his poems to teachers, to the other students. He never told me that that was going on. And what I wanted them to see visually was that if you really have a talent, you can go ahead and use it. And I told my daughter when I start working on a novel, she said, "Mom, it takes years to get published." I said, "It's not going to take me years."
Were you right?
I was right. So it's just, it was all in fun. And mm-hmm. then it was very humbling that my books actually did get published.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people just dream of that moment where they mm-hmm. pull out the old kind of manuscripts and things that they've been working on for a long time and then have an opportunity to connect them to readers.
Yeah, my writing career has been just loads of fun, and it's exciting, and I'm having a great time with it.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us tonight. Again, I've been talking to Rita Miles Burns, the author of the new book, A Ribbon in the Sky. For more information, see our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.